maybe you can write the name. Well, see, 2 days ago, it's his birthday. So welcome, I would say, Baruch Maboyim, to our first session. As Hashem, we should be able to zecha to continue to grow, get some shleimus. That's our matara, that's our purpose. Baruch Hashem, we have already a history, huh? What's your first name? What's your second name?
It's the first one, Abraham. Asher's the second name.
Uh-huh. We know each other, I think, right?
Right.
We've met each other.
Right.
Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. So, basically, here we go, starting another season, and kishem that, Baruch Hashem, that we've had Hatzlacha, Chabura here up to now, and Hashem should give us Yet Shmaya that we should be able to continue to grow and shteig. I know from many years of doing this, many years that the feedback that I get from people that are in Chabura, sometimes it's years later that they see in hindsight, they're able to see that a very big tools that they got. Sometimes I have mentioned to you many times that in the framework of the Kabura itself, Pshas Maisa, the nature of the whole thing is that it's obvious that there's a benefit, but the real benefit that we get sometimes is Nista Mina Ayin, it's hidden from the eye. So I said, Baruch Hashem, we have a good, very good track record of doing this for many years, and people tell me that they gained very, very much, Baruch Hashem. So, this is a very special season, for Avad, because El is the Vad season, right? Like Nisan is the Yetzias Mitzrayim time, and each Benet Mesorim, the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So what's El is Vad time? That's the season, the Vad season that people want to work on themselves. Elul, we say, one of the biggest sayings of Elul is that it's very fertile, it's very open, that we should be able to have special siyata d'shmaya to work on things. In other words, that's one of the secret behind the scene koiches of Elul, that the world at large, I'm talking about even the firm world, isn't so aware of the potential that El has, that we can accomplish things that is a reminder for the vial. I guess we don't need that now. The fertility, fertile ground that it has, that how much we can accomplish is not so known and understood, the essence of what Elul is. That, in a sense, that's the Anila Daidi, the Daidi Li, Anila Daidi, the accessibility of certain koiches yetet shmai from the Bodhi Shalom, but it has to be emistic It looks like it's August, really. It's not really El, it's August. And when you look around the world, superficially, so the Olam Kiminhagai, like it's, August 19th today? No, and it's a time, okay, so it's El approaching, the flight, start, putting on your safety belts, the flight is starting its descent, you know, headed towards Rosh Hashanah, you know, put away all your things laying around, you know, the captain has turned on the you know, the button, everybody get back to your seats, starting the descent, you know. So that's what it is, you know, but we're saying here that what's really going on is something very, very much deep. Besides, like the August theme, there's a special accessibility to say this Shema from the Bnei Shalom that you don't see, and even though it's like, you know, it's a serious serious time, but to understand the way the Bnei Shalom is there waiting for us, and that if we get to him, so we're accessing tremendous source of Seyed Dishmaya. I think that's the Ani L'Doidi, the Ani, first of all, me, like you're truly honest with yourself, and you sincere with yourself, and you connect with yourself, you're together with yourself, Ani, like Moida Ani, when you wake up in the morning, Moida Ani, you think about yourself, I, me, you know, you connect with yourself, with the essence, Ani, the Doidi, and you break through the August, and over there the Bnei Shalom is there, he's waiting for you. But you have to, it's not just the, you just don't get to him right away. You have to be able to break through that, you know, there's a mechitza, a chesitza, and a mechitza, and a mechitza, we say, a separation. You have to break through that, and then you, by being you, yourself, and connecting with yourself, you break through, and then you find the Doidi, and then the Doidi, you find the Bnei Shalom, and then it's the Doidi lead. If you're able to break through and to connect yourself with Hashem, so then it's, Hashem is connected with you, the Doidi lead, and then Hashem, you know, reciprocates, and he gives you special divine help, you know, in your Ruchnis endeavors in Elul. So that's what El is, as we say. It's a period of special divine Siyata Dishmaya. And it all goes together, like that's the end of the year, so like it's a culmination of the year. And then there's another mile and a half that leads into the Rosh Hashanah. In other words, a good El, it connects right into the Rosh Hashanah. And it brings Rosh Hashanah, it brings a bracha, it brings a bracha for Rosh Hashanah, a Rosh Hashanah bracha opens up the sinores, the pipes of Hashbor, and Rosh Hashanah of Tavshi and Ayin Gimel is a different Rosh Hashanah with the brachas opening up, and the middle of the whole year, the shefa of the whole year is a different shefa. So it turns out that the Avodah of Elul, like it's double, it has two purposes. First of all, it's an end in itself. Even if it wasn't going to culminate into Rosh Hashanah, it's a certain month where there's potential for tremendous growth. And then that month also, Hashem put it like right connected into Rosh Hashanah, that leads into this Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah then is enhanced with this Aliyah that you have in Elul, and then this enhancement of the Rosh Hashanah brings a bracha to the whole year that follows. So it turns out that the El has a double purpose, a time for Li in itself, and it brings a bracha to the whole next year. So we say, come, so let's get busy. What can we do, Rabbi Say, you know, to lift ourselves up? With your permission, again, a word is what we usually do here is that we speak about a certain trait and then I give them an exercise on that trait. But you only pick one thing, but when it's before, like an Elul or in, you know, before Matan Torah, so we take the liberty to do a few things together. That's not the usual format. Before that's only one thing. So we say, what could we suggest tonight, you know, for a program for Aliyah? So the first thing, what I would suggest, we say, a general prescription for all areas of what is Hashem that will lift us up in a general kind of way that's healthy for a whole Ruchni Stik and Matzah, Rabbi say, what do you call it, a vitamin that's an all-inclusive vitamin that will good for everything, Rabbi say. So that's the davening, Rabbi say, the yin of davening, especially shachris. So we've spoken about this before, I believe, in the other, in the framework of other uvdas that we wanted. But Rabbi say, davening, especially shachris, with davening with the cheshek and davening with the koil, not necessarily screaming and yelling, but with a little bit of a koil and understanding what you mean and say with kavana and with a little bit of life. So there's an awesome aliyah that you get from that mamish. It's an aliyah that you can mamish feel, like you feel like you feel growth, you feel steigen, you feel closeness with Hashem. It says tamu uru kitev Hashem, you should taste, you know, taste and see how good Hashem is. I always think of it in terms of this, with this davening, we say, by working on the davening and making it, you know, a davening that's not just like with Yosef, like just a thing to be Yosef. So when we eat breakfast, we don't have to feel guilty that we're eating without davening. Sometimes I think the one of the main benefits we get from the davening is that we can go to eat our breakfast and don't feel, oh, how can I eat breakfast? I didn't daven. So you yaitza, that you can feel you have a hetzer to eat breakfast. But sometimes much more than that, unfortunately, don't get. But we say, in order to daven properly, so you have to come like not on time for davening, but which a lot of people don't do anyway. I don't know you, Rabbi Say. I don't know when you come, what time, and most of you probably daven here. You all daven here. Other places, huh? Most daven here, huh? Not necessarily. You, because you have your work. You have to work. You have to be early. But you people daven here. No. Anyway, wherever it is, Rabbi Say, it doesn't make any difference. Wherever it is. Usually, I don't want to chas v'shalom make a kitrug, but criticize. But usually, the general musag is that when you come in davening, if you have time to put in 2,000 tefillin, say brachas quickly, and you catch up. Like, you know, as long as you have time to catch up, like you have 6-7 minutes to say pesukah d'zimra, and you can do it. You know, this it's not such an impossible thing to say pesukah d'zimra in 6-7 minutes. So, come in. You know, a couple of minutes late, you put in your talis and tefillin, you make the brachas, and before you know it, like, you know, a couple of minutes left of Sukkot Zimmer, we knock it off, then we get into Birkas Krishma, which we're used to saying it, so, you know, you can say it quickly. But I would say, a real gishmak in the toilets that you're not going to have, you know, like, the real sikvuk, a noah, davening, you usually don't have such a davening like that. Like sometimes, if you make it before Baruch Hu, so you can pat yourself on the shoulders and say, oh, like, Baruch Hashem, I made it before Baruch Hu. Or, you know, I was able to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Olam, we made it the goal, you know, goal Yisrael, the goal, the football goal, the goal Yisrael, we hit the goal, if we say. But the real shmak, the north, the davening, you usually don't have this kind of davening. Like in order to really enjoy, to have the sikvuk and the chizuk, davening is one of the most potent, fertile sources of chizuk, of aliyah, and sipuk of ruchni, and stamadei creates a very good feeling. The davening has a certain koyach to give us a certain feeling of simcha. The Gemara in Brachos talks about it. The Gemara says that a person is davens properly, so the smile doesn't go off his face the whole day. Right? In other words, there is a certain simcha aspect also in the davening that brings not only accomplishment in ruchni and a good feeling, but it's also like a simcha that you also get from. So, Abbasai, I wanted to matziah for you. I wanted to suggest that number one, the first thing to get a general prescription for a general vitamin that will get us, you know, lift us up, general lift up on Elul is the davening. So what you should try to do wherever you daven, let's say you daven, just for example, you daven with a minyan, you daven 7:15, right? Most of us, if you come 7:15, you feel very good for yourself. Like Mama, she came on time 7:15. That means that, let's say they 7:15 and they give you 15 minutes for Pesukat Tzimra from 7:15 to 7:30, and 7:30, like you say Baruch Hu, Yishtabach, whatever. So when you come in 7:15, you feel good, like you made it on time, you built the funny top building, you know. But if they gave 15 minutes for Pesukat Tzimra, 7:15, so maybe you feel good with yourself, but you're not going to daven properly, right? What you should do is that you have to come in before 7:15, whatever, 10 after 7 or whatever, put talis and tefillin on, say brachas, brachas haTorah, all the brachas and all, say it. And then you should have 15 minutes clear, like you call it, noki, clean, 15 minutes to say Baruch Shemar, Bo'ayor Elam, and you say it, like a mensch, we say. And you don't have to scream it out, yell it, but you say it with a shtukl koil, you say it with a slavis, and you try to think of the meaning of the words, if you have these art scrolls, Sidurim is excellent, to see meaning of the words. But whatever we say, if you think of the meaning of the words and you say it with the slavas and you're not like rushed every second that they can say Shponestri any second, so you'll see it. We say Tamu Ru'u K'tov Hashem, that you have like a very good feeling from it. It is a double thing. It lifts you up, gives you an uplifting. Inspires you, inspiration. And secondly, you have a davening. You have a closeness to the Bnei Shalom and whatever the davening is supposed to do. So you have it there. Besides the general chizuk, a general inspiration, but you have the connection with Hashem you have a davening. That's a davening, if we say. So that's the first suggestion they want to make. another suggestion I want to make, if we say, a very useful suggestion for the Vodas Hashem that I'd like to suggest with you. These Vodas that I'm suggesting today, generally speaking, we're drawing from the arsenal of we've done these things, we say, in the course of the time. In other words, in that time, we take them from our kit, from our bag of uvdas, and what we try to draw from there, different uvdas that we think that would be too well for us to work on in Elul. So I like to take out from our box, that we say, also a very good uvda that's extremely helpful in practically speaking, and it generally also gives us a very big uplift and a chizik. There's a certain tichuna that Hashem gave us. Incidentally, we say it's possible that we worked on this maybe not so long ago. I don't remember, but even if we did, we're not over any isa of baltaisif if we work on it again. We say so. There's a certain tchuna, there's a certain nature that Hashem put into us that's called curiosity. Curiosity, we say. We're curious. And I'll tell you the truth, I'll be honest with the Olam, that I myself personally was never aware of it, of this tchuna, until through the framework of the Vadim, I myself heard it from Rav Miller. He spoke about this thing about curiosity, and before he brought it to my attention, I myself was never aware that we have such a thing like this. We know that when one goes outside, you have to be careful. You know, Shemir Sinayim, you have to watch your eyes, which is also a whole area that maybe it'd be kedai to work on sometime to speak about it. But tonight, I wanted to speak about this other thing about curiosity. Curious George, we used to call him, huh? Curious George. Like, it's a certain drive that we have inside that when you go outside, like you're always just looking, you know, what's going on constantly. A bus goes by, so you have to look at the windows, check out all the windows. You know, who are you looking for? A spy? You know, looking for the what they call the Shin Bet, or the KGB. Okay, Beseder, let it roll. Maybe we'll try a next bus. Check it out. Looks like Beseder, let it go. You know, then a car rides by, you look in the window. Looks pretty good to me. Okay, let it go. Like, we find ourselves always like looking out, checking out things. Check this out, check this out, check this out. It's like a certain tchuna, a certain nature that Hashem put into us there's no benefit from it, there's no reason for it, we don't get anything from it. It's just like a wasted nothing, we say. Again, everything.
What is this purpose? Hashem put it there. What is
right,
his purpose?
Right. So I was just about to say now, it'd be interesting to think about like this thought, like why did Hashem put it there for? Like what's the...
Well, doesn't that spur man to invent, to explore new worlds, to invent Kang? I don't know.
I think you're being too philosophical, too, you know...
No, that's the internal drive of man to...
Yeah, maybe we're talking about two different things. This thing you're talking about, the drive for mankind for improvement, to look for, you know, better things. That's also a wonderful drive that Hashem gave us. You know, we have it inside. But this is something else. It's just like nothing. It's just like you check this out, check that out. Like this is not going to make us invent airplanes or rocket ships or go up to the moon or, you know, inventing the printing press. You know, you check out like who's in the wagon. It's okay, let it go. And now I'm going to invent the printing press. No, like it's not connected with it. It's just like a meaningless curiosity that we have. Again, it'd be interesting to think why Hashem made this for. Because I'm sure that it's an interesting subject to think about. That I myself personally usually give these kind of things a lot of thought. You know, try to myself come up with some reason why Hashem put this in us. But the Maisa that's here, now our job is to control it, right? And I'm choshish that even before Klal Yisrael, the history, the foundation of Klal Yisrael, even the beginning of the creation, when you had people that were, you know, just... We weren't Yidden yet, right? We're just individuals that were trying to live in a higher kind of way. So it said in the Chumash, I think, by Esav and his assemblage, that they lifted their eyes and saw whatever they were looking at. The Chumash used the expression over and over again, even the guy by Esav, that he lifted his eyes and saw. Like so Rav Miller points out, that it's two processes. Lifting your eyes and then focusing it that you saw. Right? And here we're talking about Esav for Russia, and pointing out that he also, you know, participated in this. You know, this. So I would say, I just want to, you know, we'll finish up. I just want to stand up again with that as we have left. I just want to suggest for the Uvda L'Maisa Beisai is that most of these Uvdas, if you just like give a bang on the table and say, okay, from now on, I'm not going to be curious, I'm not going to go around, so nothing come from it. The way to try to work on these things is to make it like a certain amount of time. When you go out in the street, let's say first 10 minutes, or when you're riding in a bus, well, in a car it's hard to do it because you're having to drive the car. But I think somebody mentioned here to me that a lot of the, when you're even driving the car, there's a certain amount of attention you have to give on the road, but outside that there's a lot of also curious looking around that's not necessary. Even when you're driving a car, which maybe brought food boy to my attention, that it's amazing, I say again, I thank my Rebbe, Rebbe Victor Miller, that he opened my eyes to this thing, and that's a good pun, opened my eyes to the curiosity, that before he brought it to my attention, like, I always knew there's an Indian of Shemir Sinayim, trying not to focus on things that aren't so sneistic. So that we know that Shemir Sinayim, but this has nothing to do with Shemir Sinayim. It's not even talking about looking at things that are not tenuah. It's just unbeneficial, just curiosity of always looking around. It would be very interesting to think of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this tuna, and obviously we have our avodah, try to control it, what we're saying. But one thing it does for sure is that it gets into us a lot of trouble. Besides maybe seeing things we shouldn't see, but besides that, we're supposed to be focused. And just looking around, just taking in things that are not necessary, so the mind becomes befuddled, with the this, that. There's no reason, no benefit from it. And even I believe, even Goyim Lahavdil, goes back to close to Greece, and they also had the ideal of being focused to give thought. It's not just the Hashem. Because if it's true that, like in the Chumash, we see, so basically the avoida of this thing is to be aware of this meaningless curiosity and to try to control it, and it's part of the shlemus that we have as human beings. Okay, we say, so you mentioned two things, right? Two things you mentioned. In Shira, right? And this curiosity thing, the first few minutes when you go out in the street, so try to have it in mind, if we say, okay? Brochus Hatzlocha, we have a wonderful, wonderful elevator going, staggering together, culminate in a shana shiva, and order them.